Unit 7, page 68. Exercise 2. Read.
Don't let annoying people drive you nuts. How many times have you had to put up with a phone ringing in someone's pocket in class? The loud talker in the seat behind you on a plane? Or the choking smell of perfume in the office meeting room? When someone's behavior annoys you, what do you do? Well, if you don't know the offending person or aren't tied to the situation, you can get up and leave. But what if you can't leave, or if you're forced to share space with a person who regularly drives you up a wall? What then? Getting angry isn't the answer. Experts in group relations say that getting angry with an annoying person only makes a bad situation worse. A confrontation can put you in a bad mood, increase your stress level, and make you say things that you might regret later. However, turning a blind eye to the problem and doing nothing will only make you more resentful, and it won't make things better. The direct approach is often the best. If you decide the problem is bad enough, and if you can't avoid it by changing office desks or moving to a different part of the classroom, many experts agree that addressing the problem head-on is your best approach. But be careful. If you sound overly critical or accusatory, your attempt to clear the air might backfire and make matters worse. Instead of criticizing, experts suggest a more constructive approach. First, try to take into account the other person's feelings. He or she may not be aware of their annoying behavior. Just letting the person know your point of view without criticizing or putting blame on them is a healthy approach. Use I language instead of you language. For example, saying, "I would appreciate you keeping your voice down a little," sounds much less accusatory and mean-spirited than, "You talk so loud, I can't hear myself think." If the annoyance is minor, like a colleague whose gum chewing grates on your nerves, don't make a big deal out of it. An indirect or joking comment may be sufficient. "Hey, I guess that gum tastes really good, but I'm having trouble concentrating. Could you please chew more quietly?" In short, when it comes to dealing with annoying classmates or coworkers, a little diplomacy goes a long way.